All right, let's dive into a case that really shook things up in real estate law. We're talking about Ogde Schlemyer back in 1960.
Yeah, this one's a classic.
Picture this. You buy your dream house, move in, and bam, you've got termites.
And not just a few, right? A full-blown infestation.
And the kicker. The sellers knew about it the whole time, but didn't say a word.
Yeah, that's the heart of this case. It really forced courts to rethink who's responsible for what in real estate deals.
It challenged that old idea of buyer beware, didn't it?
Exactly. It shifted more responsibility onto the sellers, saying, hey, you can't just stay silent about serious problems, even if the buyer doesn't ask.
Okay, so let's back up and set the scene. It's 1954, Washington State. The Schlemyers buy a house, and soon enough, they find out it's got some unwanted guests. Termites.
Ugh, that's a homeowner's nightmare.
So they call an exterminator, right? But here's where things get interesting.
Oh yeah, this is where it gets good.
The exterminator recommends the full treatment, the works. He even warns them that a partial fix might not be enough and they might need regular inspections.
Makes sense. Termites can be sneaky little buggers.
But guess what? The Schlemyers decide to go with the cheaper partial treatment.
Oh no. So they knew the problem might not be completely gone.
Right. They basically kicked the termite can down the road, knowing it could come back to bite them.
And it did, didn't it?
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward, they decide to sell the house, and the Ogdes come along looking for their perfect home.
And I bet because of that previous treatment, there weren't any obvious signs of termites, right?
Exactly. So the Schlemyers, they don't say anything about the termite situation. The Ogdes are thrilled with their new purchase. Move in and within weeks.
Termites.
Yep, those pesky termites rear their ugly heads.
What a nightmare.
The Ogdes are furious, understandably. They take the Schlemyers to court, claiming they were tricked.
So they felt like the Schlemyers had a duty to tell them about the termite problem.
Exactly. They argued that even though they didn't specifically ask about termites, the Schlemyers should have disclosed it because it was such a serious issue.
It makes you wonder how much do sellers have to reveal, even if buyers don't ask?
That's exactly the question the court had to grapple with in this case.
So what did the trial court decide?
They sided with the Ogdes, awarding them damages for the cost of dealing with the termites and the decrease in their property value.
Interesting. So did the Schlemyers accept that decision?
Not a chance. They appealed, hoping to cling to that old buyer beware principle. They argued it was the buyer's responsibility to uncover any hidden problems.
So that's where the case gets really interesting. The Washington Supreme Court had to decide. Did the Schlemyers have a duty to disclose, even if the Ogdes didn't ask?
And this is where Ogde for Schlemyer becomes a legal game changer.
It really set a precedent, didn't it?
It did. The court ultimately ruled in favor of the Ogdes, stating that sellers can't just stay silent about major problems they know about. They basically said that hiding behind a lack of questions from the buyer isn't enough, especially when it comes to something serious that could affect the safety and value of a property.
Wow, so this wasn't just about some pesky termites. It was about shifting the responsibility in real estate deals towards more transparency.
Exactly. And the court laid out their reasoning very clearly.
I'd love to hear more about that. What were their main points?
Well, they started by rejecting a strict interpretation of caveat emptor.
That's the old buyer beware doctrine, right?
Exactly. They said, in this case, justice, equity, and fair dealing meant the Schlemyers had to be upfront about the termites.
So they weren't messing around. They were serious about fairness.
They were. And they emphasized that termites weren't just a minor inconvenience.
Yeah, they can cause major damage.
The court called them a serious and dangerous condition. They even cited expert testimony that warned about potential structural collapse if the problem wasn't addressed.
And remember, the Schlemyers knew all this because they'd talked to the exterminator. They were well aware of the risks.
Right, which makes their decision to stay silent even more problematic. And that brings us to the court's third point. They found that the termites were hidden, what they call latent.
Meaning the Ogdes wouldn't have easily found them during a normal inspection, right?
Exactly. It wasn't something obvious or out in the open.
And of course, the fact that the Schlemyers knew about it all along and chose to keep quiet, that had to be a huge factor in the court's decision.
Absolutely. And the court also considered the actual damage the Ogdes suffered. They used expert testimony to show that the termites had significantly decreased the property's value.
So they weren't just making some abstract statement about disclosure. They were looking at the real consequences of non-disclosure.
Exactly. And that's what makes this case so important.
It really set a precedent for how we think about fairness in real estate transactions. So the court's decision was a big win for the Obdies, right?
Oh, yeah, a resounding victory. And they weren't just handed a symbolic win. The court upheld the trial court's decision, meaning the Schleimeyers had to pay up for all that damage.
No escaping those termites, huh?
Nope. Those termites came with a hefty price tag for the Schleimeyers. And get this, there weren't any dissenting opinions from the judges on the case.
Really? Wow, so they were all on the same page about this need for more honesty in real estate deals.
It seems like they were sending a clear message to sellers. Don't try to hide those skeletons in the closet or, well, termites in the foundation.
I guess honesty really is the best policy, especially when it comes to something as important as buying a house.
Absolutely. But this wasn't just about one house and a termite problem. This case became a legal cornerstone, right?
It did. Obdavi Schleimeyer had a ripple effect across the U.S., influencing real estate law way beyond Washington state.
So how did this one case lead to those changes in real estate law we see today?
Well, it really paved the way for the comprehensive disclosure laws we have now. In most states, sellers are required to give buyers written disclosures about any known issues, things like structural problems, pests, even neighborhood nuisances.
So those disclosures have become a standard part of buying or selling a house. And it all goes back to Obdavi Schleimeyer. Amazing how one case can have such an impact.
It's a great example of how legal precedent works. This case helped establish that sellers have an affirmative duty to be upfront with buyers, even if the buyer doesn't ask specific questions.
Okay, break that down for me. What does affirmative duty mean exactly?
Basically, it means sellers can't just sit back and wait for the buyer to ask about potential problems. They have to actively disclose those issues, whether the buyer asks or not.
So it's not enough to just answer a buyer's questions truthfully. They have to volunteer the information.
Exactly. And that's a big shift from the old buyer beware mentality.
It really puts more responsibility on the seller to be transparent.
It does. And even though we have these disclosure laws now, there are still those who try to find loopholes or downplay problems. That's why Obdavi Schleimeyer is still so important. It's like a legal blueprint for holding sellers accountable.
So it's still relevant even today.
Absolutely. It serves as a powerful precedent for cases where sellers try to skirt their disclosure obligations.
It's fascinating how these legal principles from decades ago still apply in today's world.
Yeah.
But how do courts actually apply the principles of Obdi today? Is there like a specific test they use?
There is. Think of it this way. Obdavi Schleimeyer laid out a kind of four-part test to determine when a seller has a duty to disclose a defect. First, the severity of the defect, it has to be something serious.
We're not talking about a squeaky door hinge here.
Right, more like a foundation problem or, of course, a termite infestation.
Something that would make a buyer reconsider the purchase, for sure.
Exactly. The second part of the test is whether the defect is hidden or what we call latent.
Meaning, it wouldn't be easy for a buyer to find during a normal inspection.
Right. It's not something obvious, like mold behind the walls or faulty wiring hidden in the structure, those termites lurking underground.
So stuff you wouldn't find just by walking through the house.
Exactly. The third part is knowledge the seller has to actually know about the defect. They can't just claim ignorance.
So no, I didn't know about that leaky roof. Excuses.
Not if they had reason to know, no. And the fourth part of the test, that focuses on fairness, what the court in Obde called justice, equity, and fair dealing.
So it's not enough to just technically follow the rules, right? There's a deeper principle of ethical conduct at play.
Exactly. It's about making sure everyone is treated fairly in these transactions.
It seems like such a common sense idea, but I guess before this case, it wasn't always clear cut.
Right. Obde helped solidify this idea that sellers can't use legal loopholes to take advantage of buyers. But even with this four-part test, it's important to remember that laws can change and evolve.
So Obde is a good guideline, but it's not a set-in-stone rulebook.
Exactly. What might have been acceptable back in 1960 might not fly today.
That's a good reminder that the law is always adapting. But what does all this mean for someone buying or selling a house today?
That's a great question. It's not just about bugs in old houses. This case has implications for anyone involved in real estate transactions, even with all the detailed disclosures and online property records we have now. For one thing, it emphasizes how important inspections still are.
So even though sellers have to disclose stuff, buyers shouldn't skip the home inspection.
Right. Buyers shouldn't just rely on the disclosures. It's crucial to do your own due diligence and have the property checked out by a professional.
It could definitely save you from some nasty surprises later on. Like, oh, I didn't know the foundation was crumbling.
Exactly. It's about protecting yourself and making sure you know what you're getting into.
Makes sense. But what about issues that even a professional inspector might miss?
Ah, that's where things like title insurance come in. It's a way to protect yourself against undisclosed problems that could affect your ownership rights or the property's value.
So it's like an extra layer of security, especially with older properties.
Right. It can protect both buyers and sellers from legal claims down the road.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
But what I find so interesting about Obdavi Schlemeyer is that it's not just about avoiding legal trouble. It's about doing the right thing.
Absolutely. It's about fostering trust and transparency in real estate deals. It's about ethical conduct, even when it goes beyond what the law specifically requires.
Because buying a house is such a huge decision, both financially and emotionally. You're trusting the seller, to be honest with you.
Exactly. And cases like Obdavi remind us that the law should be a tool to protect people and ensure fairness. It's not just about winning or losing a legal battle.
It's about creating a system where buyers and sellers can have confidence in the process.
And that's a legacy that goes beyond just this one case.
But here's something I've been wondering about. Technology's come a long way since 1960. We can find so much information online now. How does that affect this whole idea of seller disclosure?
That's a great point. The digital age has definitely thrown a wrench into things, hasn't it? Think about it. Buyers can easily access property records, flood maps, crime stats, all kinds of stuff that used to be a lot harder to find.
Does that mean sellers have less of a responsibility to disclose things now, since buyers could potentially find that information on their own?
Well, that's where it gets tricky. Courts are still figuring out how to apply these older legal principles in our digital world.
Right, because the law always seems to be playing catch up with technology.
Exactly. Some might say that easily accessible online information shifts the balance a bit, but the core ideas of Obdavi Schlemeyer, fairness, transparency, acting in good faith, those are still crucial.
It's like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And yeah. It's what makes this area of law so interesting. It's constantly evolving. Obdavi Schlemeyer might be over 60 years old, but it still raises these important questions about the duties of sellers and the rights of buyers in our digital age.
It shows you how a landmark case can still be relevant even as technology changes how we buy and sell property. But what about those issues that aren't even on our radar yet? Things like new environmental concerns, new building materials, or even the impact of climate change on property.
You're bringing up a really important point. How do we apply the principles of Obdavi to these new problems that might not even have a legal definition yet? That's a question courts will continue to grapple with as new challenges pop up.
It's almost like we need a crystal ball to predict what kinds of issues might come up in the future.
Yeah, in a way we do. And that's why it's so important to stay informed, both as buyers and sellers. You need to be aware of those potential risks, even the ones that might not be fully understood yet.
Sounds like a call to action to do your research and stay ahead of the curve.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power, especially in real estate. It can help you make smart decisions and protect yourself.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Obdavi Schlemeyer, what's the main takeaway for our listeners?
I think it comes down to this. Whether you're buying or selling property, honesty and transparency are paramount. It's not just about following the letter of the law. It's about building trust and ensuring everyone has all the facts.
It's about remembering that these real estate transactions are more than just bricks and mortar. They involve people's lives, their dreams, their financial well-being.
And those are things worth protecting, both legally and ethically.
Well said. We've covered a lot of ground today. From those pesky termites to the lasting impact of Obdavi Schlemeyer. We've explored how this case changed the game in real estate law and how those principles are still relevant today. Remember, knowledge is power, and in the world of real estate, it can help ensure a smooth and successful transaction. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.